MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, June 14, 2024. It's Flag Day, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Salem to get large donation related to offshore wind farm. The governor announces $15 billion infrastructure plan. And Newburyport seeks plans for the Brown School.
I'm Bill Newell, and coming up in sports, we have some high school tournament scores from yesterday, and St. John's Prep boys lacrosse shoots for their fourth straight state title this afternoon. Rick?
All right, thanks, Bill. Mostly sunny, low 80s, thunderstorms possible. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 6:21 p.m. The city of Salem is expected to get a $1 million donation from the company that will be using Salem as a base for the offshore wind project. Paul Layton reports in today's Salem News the money will be split between Salem High School's Career and Technical Center and the city's Climate Adaptation Fund. A Peabody man has been arrested on animal abuse charges and drug charges. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News that 47-year-old Duarte Silva of Gooddale Street was charged with possession of a Class B substance with intent to distribute and with three counts of animal cruelty. The Healy Driscoll administration released a five-year, $15.6 billion plan for projects and programs that include housing, economic development, infrastructure, and climate resiliency. This is Governor Maura Healy.
The capital plan is critically important because it's how we invest in long-term success. We're able to invest confidently because careful fiscal management has secured us a strong bond rating and access to capital. It's especially valuable now, given some of the big challenges that we face around housing, affordability, climate, transportation, and infrastructure.
The plan includes the creation of the MBTA Communities Catalyst Fund for communities that are in compliance with the MBTA Communities Law by providing support for infrastructure and housing projects. This is Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll.
Five-year capital plan is about investing in communities. Great cities don't happen by accident. It takes investment. And we're going to be making those investments with equity, with collaboration, and with innovation. And as any local leader will tell you, strong cities and towns, they need infrastructure, particularly older historic small cities and towns like we have here in Massachusetts. So in addition to the housing investments that the governor laid out, this capital plan also invests $718 million in local infrastructure. When you want to grow, you need the infrastructure to support it.
We'll have much more on the governor's plan later in North Shore Today Extra and have more audio from the governor and the lieutenant governor. Road work is continuing in Newburyport. Jim Sullivan writes in the Daily News that a crosswalk and a speed reduction project continues in the city on High Street near Myrtle Street. Work on this project should be completed sometime next week. Also in Newburyport, Mayor Sean Reardon spoke yesterday about the Brown School project. This week, his office put out an RFP to contractors.
And we put some pretty tight parameters around it because I think what you'll find in town is that there's a segment of town that is just really focused on putting some sort of affordable housing there. They don't really care about the unit count, which just means like how much housing is actually going to go in there. It's a very dense neighborhood, and it's very important, right? So I think we do have to maximize our affordable housing there at that space. I think it should be senior affordable housing, and I think a lot of people are on board with that as well. But then there's another segment that does want to see that, but they'd rather see a much more modest project. It's only zoned for 20 units right now. And then there's a segment of people that just would like to see the gym kept as a community space because, again, I'll say it again, we are short gyms here in town, and they get so much use for a variety of things, whether it be arts or recreation. So there's that part of it as well.
Contractors will have until August 15 to submit bids for the Brown School project. And Swampscott School Superintendent Pamela Angelakis has announced that she's planning to retire in June of 2025. The Daily Item reports that Angelakis has spent 34 years as an educator in the district and that next year will be her last in Swampscott. Sports next with Bill Newell, followed by North Shore Today Extra with Governor Healy and Lieutenant Governor Driscoll.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber! measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the ExoBath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics are just hours away from Game 4 of their NBA Championship Series. A win tonight in Dallas gives the Celtics their 18th NBA title. The Celts lead the series 3-0. The Red Sox beat the Phillies 9-3 last night, and tonight the Sox will host the Yankees in the first of a 3-game weekend series. The first pitch a bit earlier tonight due to the Celtics game. They'll be tossing out the first pitch at about 6:30 tonight. In the MIAA playoffs from yesterday, girls lacrosse, two local teams went down. In D3, Medfield beat Newburyport 14-10, and in D4, Cohasset over Ipswich 14-9. Congrats to Newburyport and Ipswich girls lacrosse teams for some outstanding seasons this year. In boys lacrosse, the St. John's Prep Eagles will be shooting for their fourth straight Division I title this afternoon or this evening, however you look at it, at 6 o'clock. The Prep will be taking on Needham for the D1 title game. It'll be at Burlington High School again. The start is scheduled for 6 tonight. State Championship Baseball, Georgetown in D5 takes on English at 4 at Polar Park in Worcester today for a state title, while tomorrow St. Mary's of Lynn takes on Oakmont Regional, also at Polar Park in Worcester. That game is at 3. That's for the D3 title. St. Mary's coach Derek Dana, what's the difference between last year's St. Mary's team and this year's St. Mary's team? Last year's team losing in the Final Four. This team now in the championship game.
There's a good core group of kids. We had several freshmen starting for us last year, sophomores. So they made a good run. The only person that was still remaining from the 21 state championship team was Isaiah. So he was a part of that. But they did a great job of preparing themselves for this all off season in the weight room. And they talked about it. They're close. They're together. There's a big group of them, 12, 15. Other kids are playing some other sports, but 12, 15, certainly the whole winter. And they know what it took to make a big run. And, you always got to have some bounces go your way. But, we made it past the semifinal game. Now we're in the finals. And it's a one game, one day deal. So whoever's a better team on that day is going to go home with the championship.
St. Mary's baseball coach Derek Dana. We do have a post up with Coach Dana and 9 St. Mary's Spartan players here on our website. And we'll be updating you on MI tournament news and information throughout the day and weekend ahead. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Friday, a great weekend, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan. This is North Shore Today Extra. Today we're featuring some extended comments from Governor Maura Healey, Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, and others. And in Arlington from yesterday on the Healey-Driscoll administration's release of a 5-year, $15.6 billion plan for housing, economic development, infrastructure, climate resiliency, and that MBTA communities law.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Jim. And it is great to be in Arlington and great to be joined by everyone who's here today. We're here to announce Massachusetts Capital Investment Plan for fiscal year 25 through 29, which sets out historic investments for people in our communities. The capital plan is critically important because it's how we invest in long-term success. We're able to invest confidently because careful fiscal management has secured us a strong bond rating and access to capital. It's especially valuable now, given some of the big challenges that we face around housing, affordability, climate, transportation, and infrastructure. This plan will advance the work that we're doing on all those fronts and advance our overarching goal of making Massachusetts more affordable, more competitive, and more equitable for all. You'll hear shortly from our Secretary of Housing and Livable Communities, Ed Augustus. He'll speak about the fact that we've left nothing on the field when it comes to investments in housing. This is something that really has been all-encompassing, most recently seen by the filing of our Affordable Homes Act with a record level of capital funding for housing. The plan is also a 30% increase over last year in bringing the capital investment for housing to nearly $400 million. We know what that's going to mean in terms of our ability to produce, preserve, modernize, and improve housing units around the state. The plan also creates a new incentive for local housing solutions. Secretary Augustus and his team have already launched an extensive campaign to help our cities and towns come into compliance with the MBTA Communities Act. More than 70 communities have already approved zoning under the MBTA Communities Act in compliance. And 85%, the vast majority of communities have already held a vote and have had successfully adopted the MBTA Communities Act. So we're looking forward to partnering more with communities across the state. And today, as part of that effort, we are creating, for the first time ever, the MBTA Communities Catalyst Fund. This is a fund that will provide funding over the next 3 years to further support communities like Arlington who are in full compliance with the MBTA Communities Act. So we're rewarding communities that are focused on housing and focused on helping us get to where we need to be as a state, which is to produce and generate more housing units all over. So the Healy Driscoll administration is partnering with communities, showing up with real dollars in real ways to continue to support that effort. This plan takes a similarly bold initiative and approach to all of our challenges. And when I talk about taking initiative and bringing boldness and pragmatic solutions, thoughtfulness to all the challenges we face, we are so lucky in this state to have Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll as an incredible partner, in not just in this administration, but really to everybody across the state, and especially to our communities and local leaders. So I want to welcome Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll.
Thank you, Governor. Very much appreciated. It's great to be with everyone on this beautiful afternoon. We've got a great cross-section of individuals who have helped us not only with developing of this capital plan from staff, but people who know what these investment dollars mean from the private sector, from our public housing friends, our policy leaders. Knowing that all of you are part of this effort is really what Team Massachusetts is about, and frankly, it's how we do things in Massachusetts. And as the Governor said, this five-year capital plan is about investing in communities. Great cities don't happen by accident. It takes investment. And we're going to be making those investments with equity, with collaboration, and with innovation. And as any local leader will tell you, strong cities and towns, they need infrastructure, particularly older historic small cities and towns like we have here in Massachusetts. So in addition to the housing investments that the governor laid out, this capital plan also invests $718 million in local infrastructure. When you want to grow, you need the infrastructure to support it. Some of these are the bread and butter programs that our community leaders rely on. This plan funds 68 community grant programs, including things like MassWorks, Chapter 90, the new Housing Works program that we created last year to support and spur housing production. It also makes significant investments to help our communities withstand, recover from, and mitigate natural hazards, something that we're seeing happening more and more often. We've seen that floods and severe weather events are more common in this era of climate change. We want to make sure there's some tools and resources as a state to assist at the local level. It also continues our whole-of-government approach to meeting our climate goals by weaving decarbonization and energy efficiency throughout our capital investments. These are areas where the state can lead the way, both in what we're using and how we're deploying materials and equipment. The capital plan also supports the execution of our economic development plan. Team Massachusetts, leading future generations. I know you know what that is. It funds our progress in climate technology, robotics, AI, and more. and it supports the continued delivery of important major projects happening within various communities. The Veterans Homes in Holyoke and Chelsea, campuses from Bridgewater State University to Mass Maritime, trial courts in Quincy, Lowell, Framingham, and Springfield, and the Cape Cod bridges, bringing more state funds to bear as we continue to secure and pursue federal funding for these critical projects. All of these projects happening in communities also bring with them jobs, spur economic opportunity, help support the overall ripple effects of the sort of community vibrancy we're hoping to create. In all, this capital plan delivers on our get stuff done approach to governing. It addresses some of our biggest challenges, and it helps bring to life our state's collective vision for the future. It doesn't get cheaper to work on these things 10 years from now. We've got to make these investments now. We're committed to doing that. And we're grateful for everyone who had input in it and who helped put it together, particularly our team from A&F. I see a lot of you who we spent meetings with pouring through numbers and documents. We appreciate all that support. And it's now my pleasure to turn it over to the person who's really helping us on the housing front, ensuring we're not just thinking about policy, but how it actually works on the ground and empowering our local community leaders, our Secretary of Housing and Livable Communities, Ed Augustus.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. Governor Healey, thank you for these substantial housing investments. This level of funding highlights this administration's commitment to creating more homes and lowering the cost of housing across Massachusetts. Lieutenant Governor Driscoll, as a former municipal leader, you've seen firsthand how this funding can really impact our local communities. And I thank you for your consistent vigilance in addressing the housing crisis. And to Secretary Gorkowitz, thank you and your team for your continued partnership. I'm grateful how closely we work on not only this project, but so many others. Housing improves people's lives. When seniors have stable housing on a fixed income, they can focus on taking care of their health and enjoying their lives. When kids have stable housing, they can focus on schoolwork. When we create more affordable housing for everyone, our communities are stronger. The capital investment plan will create stronger, more equitable, and affordable communities in Massachusetts. It's a historic commitment to our mission. Housing is the foundation. You can't build a home without a foundation, and you can't build a productive life without a stable home. We know this, which is why Governor Healey and Lieutenant Governor Driscoll are increasing capital investments in housing by 30%. As the governor said, this will allow us to produce or preserve more than 5,300 homes. And we now have two new tools to help us. As we continue to work with our partners in the legislature to pass the governor's historic Affordable Homes Act, we're working to jumpstart housing production now. The Affordable Homes Act includes the creation of a momentum fund to accelerate development of mixed-income multifamily housing. It would authorize $50 million toward that fund. This capital improvement plan puts $10 million toward the momentum fund now, so we don't lose critical time implementing the new law when the Affordable Homes Act is passed. This allows us to turn the key on important projects that might not pencil out on their own. It allows us to start building sooner. At the same time, we need to make sure we can build housing where we need it most. The MBTA Communities Law, passed 3 years ago by an overwhelming bipartisan vote of the legislature, does exactly that. For half a century, we've built communities where the DPW worker, the barista, or your child's kindergarten teacher can't afford to live. Instead, we've been hoping that some other community will provide the housing they need. Well, that's not really fair. And these are people you want in your community. These are people who work in your community. And they should be able to call that community their home. As the governor said, today we are launching a pilot program called the MBTA Catalyst, Communities Catalyst Fund, seeding with $15 million, a capital investment, which will reward the communities like Arlington that are in compliance with the MBTA community law. It will provide funds for infrastructure projects, planning for housing, housing development, and the acquisition of properties to develop housing units. This is another tool in communities' toolbox to jumpstart housing production in their newly adopted zoning districts. The The capital improvement plan increases investment in other important programs to help speed housing production and preservation. This includes $57 million for the Affordable Housing Trust Fund, which will create more than 1,000 affordable units, primarily to middle-income households. That's a 33% increase from last year. Included in the Housing Works, $108 million will continue to support the administration's groundbreaking efforts on the Housing Works infrastructure program, created by the governor in last year's CIP. Part of this funding will provide funding and incentive payments to municipalities who meet zoning best practices and fund local infrastructure. Including in the Housing Works investment is funding for climate-resilient, affordable housing. And I'm extremely proud that all of the housing efforts we emphasize will emphasize resiliency, decarbonization, and environmental justice. In addition to building new housing, this administration has made a commitment to preserving and improving our public housing. Massachusetts has about 43,000 units of state-funded public housing, the biggest state-supported public housing system in the country, but it's been underfunded and neglected for far too long. The capital investment plan invests $157 million into our public housing. That's a 30% increase over last year. It's funding for much-needed repairs and upgrades to our units in our 229 local housing authorities. Because this administration believes that everyone deserves to live in safe, healthy, and dignified homes. With
the presentation held by the Healy Driscoll administration yesterday in Arlington on the $15.6 billion five-year economic development plan. This is North Shore Today Extra. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Friday, a great weekend. This is MSONewsSports.com.